Before we start the podcast, we'd like to thank Mousecatrips for sponsoring the Disney Resorts Kingdom podcast. Mousecatrips is dedicated to giving you a Disney experience before you even arrive at the parks. They try to get you the best price they can, and they want you to have the best Disney vacation possible. So please visit our sponsor, Mousecatrips, at www.mousecatrips.com. That's www.mousecatrips.com. Hello, and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. Here are your hosts, Luke Manning, Jose Castillo, and Nick McLam. Guys, take it away.
Hello, and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. As always, I am your host, Luke Manning, and joined with me, thankfully, as always, we have Jose Castillo.
Hi.
And, of course, Nick McLam.
Hello, people.
Now, today we're going to talk about another topic that is outside of the Disney parks.
Oh, God.
But it's also outside of the Disney movies, and it's not even in the Disney television. We're going to talk about a thing that we all love, and we're doing one of them right now.
Podcasting.
We're going to talk about Disney podcasts.
Woo!
Some of favorite Disney podcasts, and we're going to tell you all about them. All right, so now we're going to talk a little bit about some of our favorite Disney podcasts. Now, I have a humongous Disney podcast subscription line, and I'm just going to go through my list and talk about some of my favorites, and we can do the same. Now, of course, there's A Window to the Magic, and you all listen to A Window to the Magic, right?
Yes.
Yes. Now, A Window to the Magic is basically a Disney sound experiencing podcast, and it takes you through all the wonders of Disney sounds. Surprise, surprise. And Paul, your host, usually takes you live to Disneyland for a journey into either Disneyland Park or Disney's California Adventure. And you just enjoy the sounds in full glorifying binaural sound. And Patrick Heard sometimes does shows where they basically talk about Disney rides, and he profiles the history of a certain ride, and he really does a great job. Now, that's A Window to the Magic. Jose, Nick, would you like to name another podcast that you might listen to?
Inside the Magic.
Oh, surprise, surprise. Want to tell us a little bit about Inside the Magic?
Jose can tell him.
No, I'll let you. You said it.
No, you can do it. I said it. You can explain it.
Go ahead. I have another one I'm going to talk about.
Okay, well, okay, Inside the Magic is like Disney World, right? Yeah.
And Disneyland.
Well, yeah, Disneyland, but it's mostly Disney World. And
yeah, it does cover Disneyland quite a bit as well.
It is the Orlando's first base podcast.
Yes, Orlando's the internet's first Orlando-based Disney podcast.
That means it's actually based in Orlando.
Whatever.
They don't talk about Disneyland. Get over it.
Yeah, they do. But anyway, continue, Nick.
Okay, it's just a Disney podcast, basically. And it just talks about the news, and it's got Skipper Ben.
And what does Skipper Ben do?
Cruising the World.
And what is Cruising the World?
It's like a segment where he talks about stuff.
Nick!
What?
You will never get into professional broadcasting, I'll tell you
Duh.
That.
I don't want to be a broadcaster.
Oh, you don't? You don't, huh? Well, there goes our idea.
Oh, no, not our idea. I'm not good at it.
So, Inside the Magic, basically, you've got Skipper Ben segment, which is where he basically talks about his time as a Disney cast member and some other stuff that he does. There's Cast Corner, which is cast member stories. There's Backstage Pass with Jay and Mark, and they talk about behind-the-scenes stuff in a humorous, yet sometimes a bit too weird format. But yeah, that's basically Inside the Magic, hosted by Ricky Briganti. Jose!
From Winter, Florida.
Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho.
No, stop, please. Let's save ourselves.
Alright, Jose, talk about another show.
Sure, well, sorry about that. I want to talk about my second favorite podcast. And that's the Metcalf Podcast. Sorry about that. Okay. The Netcop Podcast, which is hosted by Van, a.k.a. Kevin, etc., etc., which takes place in Wysela.
I'm glad you know, because I don't.
State. Yes, it's in that state. Wysela? Yeah, I want to say...
Minnesota.
Michigan. Yeah, Minnesota and Michigan. NetCod is a very remix-style Disney-based podcast. And it's a very cool podcast. They really rock it out, Disney-style.
And yeah,
they have many different forms... don't interrupt me. They have many... they have many different segments, like Compare Van Contrast, where he compares... similarities from like different attractions that are located in all the theme parks worldwide. He has the Van and Now section where he looks at an attraction, compares it on how it's changed over the past years, and then he has his feature attraction of the week and the top 7. It's very cool, and that's the Netcod podcast located at netcod.com.
Now, a podcast that I quite enjoy is the Park Hopping Podcast, hosted by Alan Hoffman. Or Hoffman, one of the two. Now, it's out very regularly, but he talks a lot about, Disney and the way it used to be compared to the way it is now. And it basically is a great all-around podcast. And then we also have the... I'll just say this while I got it in my mind. The Muppet Cast, which is the only real Muppet-dedicated podcast out there. It's hosted by my good friend Steve Swanson. And he basically just dwells into the entire realm of the Muppets. So one week he could be talking about the Muppets.
I don't know why that started playing.
The next week he could be talking about Sesame Street or Fraggle Rock. And he dwells into some stuff, and I've actually saw a video of Here Come the Muppets, which used to be at the Disney MGM Studios, and I'm going to send him a link to that, because I know he'll be he'll enjoy that a lot, yeah. Continue on, Jose.
Yeah, I like the Everything Disney Resort podcast. It's a podcast that comes out about a gajillion times a week. I've been on it a couple of times, and
just a couple.
It's a very interesting podcast hosted by a 10-year-old kid, I think. It's a ramble about on and on about nothing and on and on and on and on and on. The rambling discussions with a Disney twist.
Yes, that is the
and
new.
On and on and on and on and on about nothing.
That's the new tagline to the show: rambling Disney, rambling discussions with a Disney twist.
And on and on and on and on.
Now, there's a few more I'll mention. The WDW.
Like. Speak. Let me talk. You said two. My turn. I like the WDW radio show hosted by Lou Mardello.
Oh, you copycat!
Oh no, I knew you were gonna say it, but I said it before you. I was thinking about it before you. And that is your Walt Disney World information. Long show.
Yes, a really, really long show.
Long. I mean,
really long.
Talking and rambling on for hours. Now, make it three times that. Lou Mangio is a great guy, but sometimes he can talk on about nothing that you would understand. I mean, yes.
I mean, like, yeah, like, what we all want to know what's on the crate at the Jungle Cruise, don't we?
I always want to know that, because I always get off it. You know, I always go off and check it out.
Now, next up is the WDW News Today podcast, hosted by my other good friend, Tom Corliss. Now, he is basically just news, and I usually co-host that show. I was on it last week, and I will be on it again this week, and that show for you guys will be out tomorrow. And the final one that I'd like to mention is the All About the Mouse Disney podcast, hosted by my other good friends, Brian Ripper and Jonathan Dichter. Basically, they just talk about the mouse, and it could be anything from the movies to Disneyland, but mainly talking about Disney World. And they have a special guest every week, much like we try to, but unfortunately couldn't get one today. But we've got a treat for you next week, hopefully, or the week after. Yeah. Week after. So, yeah, check out all those shows.
And
any final things you'd like to mention, Jose?
Jose? How long look mine? I could do a show without my match.
Alright, anything else you'd like to say?
Sure. I'm gonna do this for Luke. Housekeeping, you can go to DisneyResortsKingdom.com, click on our affiliates page, and you can check out everybody there.
Yes.
That, and then, anything else you want to add to that, Luke?
Not really, just the fact that this is an incredibly short show. So what we're going to do is I'm going to play a piece of music I like from the Soarin' exit area. We'll play that. Plus
Soarin',
probably something else as well.
Whatever you said.
Sorry, Soarin' over California.
No, no, it's just normal Soarin'. We like the Florida one better. And stay tuned after the show. What you'll find out behind everything Disney Resort Podcast. What it takes to create one of these great shows, all the time and effort put into it.
You won't, guys. You won't. No.
What? Why are you whispering?
No, you won't.
Why?
I'm whispering because I don't want you to hear what I'm saying. You won't hear it, guys. Sorry.
Don't worry. I'll put it on this show when I hear it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So thanks for listening to this episode of the Everything Disney Resorts Podcast. Thanks for joining me.
And as Luke always says, keep moving forward. Keep moving forward.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few moments, the window to the Magic Podcast Show will begin. Your friend and host, Mr. Paul Berry, invites you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of Walt Disney's original Magic Kingdom.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Calvin.
I'm Mouseketeer Greg.
My name is Paul, and I will be your guide through the wonderful world of Disney sound experiences.
This show is a weekly trip into the world of the Disney theme parks and resorts.
And this is the place where you get to use your ears to surround yourself with the magic.
For your safety, please remain seated while listening to the WindowToTheMagic.com podcast.
I'm going to take you on a trip around the Disneyland Resort.
The rules of the game are simple.
We're going to start in the Esplanade, and we're going to end somewhere either in Disneyland or in Disney's California Adventure. It's your job to tell me where we ended up and how we got there.
Now that you know all the rules, it's time to play the game.
That's fantastic.
I have a lot of only at Disneyland memories.
I think it probably has something to do with the emotional music, combined with love of family, combined with outstanding human vision and achievement.
It's those kind of things that I remember most about the park, that only Disneyland can offer in the Disneyland world.
Maybe there's a name for this, something like Disnotic Obsession.
Surround yourself with the magic.
Please visit WindowToTheMagic.com for more information.
This is Mike Hamilton from the Disney Podcast Directory, located at www.DisneyPodcastDirectory.net. You are listening to the
Everything Disney Resorts Podcast.
If you're looking for more great Disney podcasts like this one, check out the Disney Podcast Directory, where you will find extensive lists of both unofficial and official Disney podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Hilton,
yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight. To all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.